Hey guys, welcome to Italy's Random Topics. I'm here with one of my best friends,
Hi,
Ale.
hi, hi,
So cringe.
hi. You know what? Let's get started. Let's just get started.
Yes, let's get started.
We're
So, what are we talking about today?
gonna be talking about movies, cringy movies.
Fun.
Fun.
So, we were talking about the movie Ant Bully and how much I do not want to see it again.
It's good. It's good. God,
No.
I saw it a few days ago, with my brother, and it was the most beautiful thing I ever seen in my life.
Why are you lying? No. It's bad.
It was cringe. There's some parts that I really hate about the movie, but it's like if you see the movie, the animation is good and whatever, you know?
I mean, I saw it when I was little, so
For sure.
I wasn't like weirded out by it, but now if I see it, I'll probably be really cringy.
I think like I think I only seen Anne Bully like two times in my life or three,
What is wrong with you?
two when I was little and one time when I was this time right now, and we saw it. The only parts that I like is about the little cows looking things and the wasps. That's the only thing that I like about the movie. Just search it up, search up the characters and the place, and then you know what I'm talking about. But I guess the movie's all right. It's not that bad. It's super cringe though.
Yeah, super
It's
cringy.
kind of weird, right? There's like, all right, so they shrink this person, and so they shrink the person, and the person is definitely not an ant, right? Then you see the movie, he climbs walls and he lives.
He's Spider-Man then?
Yeah. He turns to literally Ant-Man. Kind of, not Ant-Man, but
Ant-Man slash Spider-Man together.
Exactly. So he turns to those characters and he can lift two times his weight, and it's I mean it's a I guess it's a, like a learning for little kids. I guess if you follow your dreams you can do whatever you want,
What is this, a
what
Disney commercial?
I'm
Not a Disney
saying?
commercial.
For real.
I just looked up the cast list and I like
Really?
recognize most everybody on here, but I don't
Really?
remember who's who.
I don't remember, like I didn't search up the cast and
Well, Nicolas Cage, you know who that is, right?
Nickel. Yeah, I don't know the person. yeah
Yeah,
yeah
he plays Zoc. I don't know who that is because
that's
I've seen this.
the ant with the staff. You remember that? He had like a green staff and he
Now I have to watch this because I don't remember any of this.
look, it's not that cringe that you're gonna die. It's just like cringe you're gonna laugh,
Maybe.
maybe.
Maybe. So they have Meryl Streep as the queen.
Okay.
This other guy, Paul Giamatti, he
Pot.
plays Stan Beals. I forgot what movie he was in. What else? But yeah, he plays Stan Beals or whatever.
Stan Bales, I forgot. I think that's the dude, the exterminator. I think so.
Probably. And then Jake T. Austin.
You know what's funny? I already know all the characters from this movie.
It's so
Oh my
crazy.
God.
Like, I haven't seen any of these people in such a long time.
Dude, for real. Do you saw no, actually I haven't seen the cast. Actually, yeah, I haven't seen the cast, so I gotta see that the people that I know and stuff like
Like back then, I didn't have a computer or a phone to like
that.
look all this stuff. I was just
What
excited to watch the movie. That
did
was
you
it.
entertain yourself when you were that little?
Going outside like kids should be doing now and stuff. Like there's like 8-year-olds with an iPhone X already, and I'm over here
Look,
with a
yo.
seven. I didn't get a phone until I was like 16. And everybody, like all these 10-year-olds, my
For
cousin
real.
has an iPhone 8 Plus. And she's 10.
There were phones. When I was in Puerto Rico, there were kids with phones. Like they would have the most expensive phones, like the phones that just came out, you know what I'm saying? And I was asking my mom, like, when am I gonna get a phone, you know?
And I
Like
see all these older kids when I was in high school, I'm still in high school. I mean, no, I'm middle school, dummy. I was in middle school. And I saw these like high schoolers, like I guess she was a junior or something, and she still
Yeah.
had a flip
Oh my,
phone.
yo.
It was so funny. I was cringing the whole time every time I saw her use it, flipping her phone. I had a phone too, but it was like it was a minute phone, so I couldn't use it a lot. It's one of those just emergency phones.
Just emergency first, yeah.
Yeah, I hated it so much, but it wasn't a flip phone.
Dude, at least it wasn't a flip phone.
But I couldn't go on the internet much.
If I find a person with a flip phone, I wouldn't do much. I just say, yo, I like that flip.
I like that flip phone.
I like that flip. But now that I think about it now, it's just like, I don't know how I survived without a phone.
I think I've seen people steal with flip phones, but it's kind of rare now. Because a lot of people have like Android or Apple. But yeah. Mostly people you meet have Android, like Samsung and other stuff.
I got you, yeah.
But my family basically has all Apple.
I got a family that they have all Samsung. I think so. All Samsung. Everybody has Samsungs. And I'm like, God.
Gosh, get up to my level. Catch up to my level.
Dude, these are the new memes. The AirPod meme.
What?
There's a new meme about AirPods.
What the heck?
People wear AirPods. They'd be like, they're like, how can I say? They're like, I'm rich, you're poor. And they just show all their phones and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh, I just looked it up. You know what's funny? You know that Zepeto app?
Yeah.
They added earrings, and I just got those headphones.
Oh my
God. I bought them and put them on my Zepeto.
I'm buying those.
Oh my, they're 600 though.
See, it's not bad.
600 coins, not dollars.
Well, hi guys, welcome to we forgot about cringy movies, and now we're talking about other things.
You know, that's how podcast works. It always changes into something else.
Like, I know.
Like when you're talking about something, it leads to something else.
Just forget about the movies. Let's talk about memes now.
Oh gosh.
Have you seen, are you updated with the memes?
My brother is more meme than me.
Really?
I just saw this one with Donald Trump looking like Drake with AirPods.
Oh no, that's another meme. They put characters, like they put them black.
Oh, it's and so they put, ugly.
They put the wavy on, like the hair wave thing.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. I think this is One Punch Man, that anime. I think this is the guy from there. Have you seen it?
No, I don't think I seen One Punch Man, but I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll send it to you, but anyway. And there's another one with Harry Potter and
They put Exaltación, like they put it like with the wave and the AirPods and everything.
I know, that's so weird. They even did it to Titanic, and I just recently watched that. It was good. But I won't see it again. It's one of those movies you see once a year unless somebody asks you. You to see it.
All right, here it is. I never seen the Titanic movie.
Oh my god, don't.
Never. Really, is that bad? Is it bad or good?
I don't know. It wasn't my type of movie. It was just, I found it a little cringy, and I kept laughing at some parts because I've heard about like these parts from like class and stuff and funny videos people make, and I started laughing at.
Oh yeah, the the person holding the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And then the only time I cried is when these these musicians, they were playing their violins and stuff, and the ship was sinking, and they just stayed there.
Oh really?
They were gonna go down together while playing violin. I was like, that part killed me. That was the only time I cried.
For real?
That was the only time I cried.
If it's cringe and it's kind of good, then I'll see it. It's not. I bet the movie's 2 hours long. I don't know if it's worth my time.
Oh no! It's not 2 hours long.
Wait, really? What?
It's 3 hours.
Are you crazy? Oh my god!
It's 3 hours long, bro.
You know what? I'll make it. I'll see.
I'll make it.
Yeah, I'll make it. Not bad.
I'll make it. The part, I don't know why, but I laughed so much in my head about the part where she said she'll never let go. I'll never let go, Jack. She let go.
Oh my god. Now that's sad.
I just thought that part was funny. So funny. It was really funny.
Oh my god. Dude, there's so many movies, there's so many movies we can talk about. You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about the Emoji movie. Okay. All right. That movie made me cry. obviously.
Gotta admit, it made me a little cry too for some parts. Because I could relate to it.
It's so...
I can relate to these movies, these cartoon movies.
The movie was good until the girl said Slay Queen, which I which I died in that part. I'm like, I just, do you know that meme? You know that meme, the dude from Family Guy? I think it was from Family Guy that he trips and he goes like, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, the dude, I forgot his name, but like, that's exactly how I felt. It's just so bad.
Wait, is it the guy in the wheelchair?
No. It's the, like, the, I think it's Family. I don't know. From, like, his son is Dewey Griffin or something like that.
I think I know what you're talking about. I just don't remember who. I don't remember.
But Emoji Movie was something else. Wow. I don't know. Who made it again? Who made the movie again?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Emoji Movie. It's like, it's on Netflix, of course.
Oh my god.
It's a science fiction / adventure movie. Oh. It's science fiction.
How is... Alright, buddy.
Okay, so... Director Tony Leondis.
Alright, I'm gonna pretend I understand that.
Leondis.
Yeah. There's a lot of movies that are cringy. Like, what about, have you seen, Ant's Life? I mean, not Ant's Life, Bug Life.
Oh my god. I hate watching that movie. I don't know why. I don't know why I hate watching that movie.
I keep remembering about the movie. And I'm like, I don't want to see the movie. And at the same time, I'm like, actually, I think the movie's on the thing that I use. So I'm gonna see it this night with brother. Let's see how it goes. Let's see how it goes.
But like, if I had to choose watching that, if those were the only movies, like Bug's Life or Ant Bully, I'll watch
Bug's Life. At least it's a little bit better, you know.
It's a Disney movie, you know. Disney
exactly. Movie a better. Exactly. You know what I noticed? I've been going to Pinterest, and since I have everything like memes and everything, I saw this part that it showed the Zootopia. You know how that part, the police officer was talking to the bunny, and he said the world is not like based on a cartoonish musical stuff like that. And I noticed it said that, and then the bottom said, yeah, this movie said everything exactly about Disney.
Oh my god.
I laughed so hard about it.
So like Disney's throwing stuff at Disney.
Exactly.
Throwing shade at them.
They're throwing shade at themselves.
That's nice.
and the end, the goat dude, it's just he says so let it go. Oh, I'm like, dude, that's deep. That's deep. But you know what? Just by talking about I wanna see Zootopia, I wanna see Bugs Bully? No, what's that?
Bugs Bully?
Bugs, what movie is that? Bugs, and Bugs Life. Bugs Life. And, guys, you know what? We're gonna see Bugs Life. Yeah.
Okay. My favorite actor in the Emoji movie is James Corden.
No, stop. Stop it. Oh, James Corden. Then we're good.
I like James Corden. He's been in a lot of these movies.
Oh, yeah.
He was in Peter Rabbit.
I didn't saw Peter Rabbit.
You haven't seen it?
Wait, no, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen a movie. I don't think. Did it even got in theaters or something?
Yeah.
Like all I saw, I saw it, then it quickly went to a DVD. And I'm like, what the?
What the? He was in Smallfoot. I still haven't seen it.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. Yeah.
I really want to see it. He was in Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Oh, I want to see. I haven't seen that one either. God, I've been missing. I've been missing a lot of movies. I missed Wreck-It Ralph. I missed Spider-Man that I didn't see yet.
What?
I gotta see.
Wait. Spider-Man Into the Universe or Spider-Man Homecoming?
Oh, Spider-Man Homecoming. Because if I didn't see Spider-Man Homecoming, then you wouldn't be my friend.
Yeah. So... I'd slap you with my chocolate.
It would be yeah, I haven't seen Spider-Man Spider-Verse, dude. It's so I wanna see it so bad. It's such a good movie too. And
it really was a good movie.
Really?
It really was.
My favorite character is the anime girl.
That's
one of my favorite characters, and I think my brother is the pig. It gotta be the pig.
Oh, spider pig.
The spider pig, spider ham. Yeah, spider ham. And I want to see that movie. It's super nice. I really liked it.
Really good.
So I've been
I have two of the songs.
The songs? Oh yeah, the sunflower.
The songs were really good, but I only have two of them.
Two of them? How many songs do they have? I thought the only song they had is a sunflower.
They have a sunflower, and they have some other ones too.
I got you.
But my favorite one is sunflower.
Oh, that one was pretty good.
That one was a good song.
That one's dope. That one's dope.
That was dope. Don't like that anymore.
I know. I remember when people talk like that. It was like, dude.
But I still talk like that anyway.
No, that I used to hear it so many times. It was like, that was dope. It's like, dude, oh my god, shut up. I mean, not you, but
you know, just to clarify.
I don't know what other movies. I really like my favorite movie from all that I really really like. It was Christopher Robin. That's the only movie that I really like. That's my favorite movie. I think. Half of my childhood was based on Winnie the Pooh, you know? But
yes, exactly.
I really love it was amazing. I really loved it. I just really, really I don't know about it. I mean, I don't know why I loved it about so much, but I just really liked it, you know? It was super sweet and everything.
It was a really cute movie.
Yeah. I just love my favorite character is Winnie the Pooh. It gotta be
Piglet and Eeyore, but Eeyore, I love him.
Eeyore is like the depressing.
I relate.
Like he's so depressing. He like he thinks that everything was like, all bad and everything.
His name's Eeyore.
I really like him. He's so cool. He's so dope.
I have a baby.
A baby.
Like a little baby, because at Disney they sell these baby toys.
They're little they look like spheres or something.
What?
No, like the little plush things.
Yeah, the little plush and the little baby form. It's so cute.
They're super good. I want one of them. I never got I think my brother. Guy, do you have those little plushies from Disney that looks like spheres?
Nope.
No, you don't. Okay, never mind. She straight up says no.
I had a bunch of them, and my brother
really?
Had some. Yeah.
What happened to them?
I still have them. They're in a box, though.
Your childhood box.
Yeah. All my stuffed animals are mostly all boxed.
My brother has all his stuffed animals on a hammock. Hammock.
I don't like getting rid of my stuffed animals. I got rid of some of them.
I know.
Like, my favorite ones. It's too difficult.
Oh, my God. You can't get rid of them. They were like your childhood and something like that.
Yes, exactly.
They're super good.
I was looking on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just to get rid of notifications, and I just saw Jurassic World 3 Extinction.
The trailer? Wait, that's a thing?
Hold on. Trailer concept.
Do you saw it?
I have not seen it yet. I just I saved it though.
I completely forgot about that.
I knew they were making a new one, but I didn't think it would be out this fast. I don't know if it's legit.
For real.
It seems like it.
So people been thinking, right? When I first saw the Jurassic World 2, you know your boy had to do theories, you know what I'm saying? He had to. But you know what I think? The new Jurassic Park is gonna be like everything is on everything is distorted and stuff. Like the whole world is covered by dinosaurs and stuff like that. That's what I think. I haven't seen the trailer or anything, but you know, I think
that's basically how it is because they brought them over.
Mm-hmm.
They took them out of the island, which was really stupid.
And I wouldn't
understand
exactly. I wouldn't touch the water either.
They should put them back on an island and just let them live there.
I mean, I understand the volcano wanted to erupt and they didn't want to kill them.
That, because when I saw Jurassic World 2, oh my god.
Dinosaur lives matter.
When that dinosaur died, I forgot what type of dinosaur it was, but...
Oh, from when it, when, like, the smoke comes and everything?
Yeah, when everybody's, like, leaving and stuff.
The long neck one? And then they
watch that one dinosaur just...
The long neck one, right? I think so. Yeah. Oh my god, that's so sad.
That part was so sad.
For real.
Dinosaur lives matter.
Their lives matter. Come on, man.
Okay, I always thought, like, what if they came to life? Like, some people were actually making this stuff. And I'm like, are you insane? Did you not watch the movie? Did you not see what happened?
Look, if something bad happens, they're going to go around the world. And they're going to destroy us all.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't mind a pet raptor. I don't know, right? But...
If I can train a raptor, then it's good. All right?
It's good. It's okay. But if I don't want you running around.
Exactly. You can't run away from a T-Rex, though.
Oh god.
I think you told me this one time. You told me that if a T-Rex was running at you, what would you do? And I said I would just stay there.
I would just stay there, you need to run.
I would just stay there because, you know, there's no
or climb a tree.
Exactly.
Because dinosaurs can't climb.
He has small little arms. So.
Speaking of small little arms, there's this movie it's another Disney movie I'm not a big fan of.
Really?
This future movie. Dang it, what is it called?
Future movie. It's like, did it come out or not?
No, it's an old Disney movie.
What is it about?
It's basically about this boy. He goes to the future and stuff. Mm. And this guy, I guess, there's this bad guy.
Close to the future. Oh, is that God, I don't remember that one. It's like so confusing. I saw the movie. I was like, what the heck is this?
I know, what is this?
That is like the bad guy actually gets what he wants. He gets like this hat and stuff like that. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
They have, like, a droid hats and stuff like that.
Oh, what is
it? Am I talking about right? Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
I think we're talking about the same thing. Oh, man.
It's, like, the kid is, like, the father of, like, another dude or something. I have no clue.
This is gonna annoy me so much.
This is gonna, like, in the future, you, like, actually think about it. It's like, oh, it's that movie. And it's like, I can't go back. Oh, my God, back.
Okay. I'm, like, trying, like, so hard to remember because this is gonna bother me for, like, forever.
Oh, my God.
I'm going on Netflix at the moment. Just trying to see. Okay, I'm gonna look at Disney. Just to check. You know, just to check.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. Okay.
You know, I have Netflix, but I never touch it.
Oh my god, it was right there, and I just saw it. Meet the Robinsons.
Oh, that one? Oh my god.
I can't with that movie. I don't know why. I can't.
That's the one, right? That it has like a dinosaur or something that can talk.
Yes, and he talks about, I have small little arms and stuff. It was so cute, but I can't with the movie. I don't know why.
I think I watched it once. I think that's one of the cringe movies.
I'll see it once with my kid, but never again.
Dude.
My kid will, if he likes it or she likes it, I'll let him or her watch it. I'm not going to watch it with him.
They'd be asking you like 20 times. Can we
watch it with me? No.
Exactly.
No.
Oh my god. You're doing nothing. You go like, oh, I'm just busy. Leave me alone.
I'm busy right now.
Oh my god.
Just no.
I wouldn't, you know, treat my kids. If I do have kids, I'll show him like something innocent, I guess, like Winnie the Pooh and stuff like that. Because if I show him like Paw Patrol, they're gonna be like, Paw Patrol.
No,
Paw Patrol.
No.
They're gonna be annoying. They're gonna be
my
annoying.
My kid will be a Disney nerd like me.
For real.
He will stick to Disney and nothing else.
I mean, I don't mind showing them, you know, those little kind Disney movies. But if I show him something crazy like Paw Patrol or like all the movies, then I'm like, kid, chill out. Come on. For real. You know what? I grew up seeing Dora.
Same. I grew up seeing Dora.
Really?
Dora, Go Diego, Go, the little Einsteins. God. I grew up with
Cartoon the little Network, Einstein,
Nickelodeon, and Disney.
Literally, I have no, like, we didn't have no Kanan. You know, how do you say it in English? Like, you don't have no balls. Like, I didn't have DirecTV or anything like that, right? So yeah. we had, like, the little Einstein and shows like that, dude. Like, you know that show that is, like, this little superheroes?
Yeah.
One is green. And so. Something. Yeah, my brother knows what I'm talking about. But they, like, show you about words and everything. That's what I grew up seeing.
Oh, Super Why.
Exactly.
I love that show. I would still watch it now.
They're in the, they're, like, in those two little kids that's, both of them are green. And, like, one is, like, the oldest one and stuff like that. Like, that channel, you know?
I don't remember.
PBS.
The PBS, yeah. Or something like that.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Is it the,
What's it called, the guy? TBS Kids, I think it was?
Yes, TBS Kids. PBS. My favorite show on there is the Wildcrats, I think.
Oh, the Wildcrats. Oh my God, I love
that show. I will still watch it now.
I'll still watch it because talk about animals and stuff like that, but I'm pretty interested in those.
I know, it's pretty cool. I'm not 5-year-old, but I don't care.
For real.
I'll watch Super Why. I'll watch that. I don't care.
I mean, it's showing me some new stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I want to learn my ABC.
Your mommy looking at you like, what the heck? What did I?
I actually thought she was looking at me right now.
What are you talking about? Like, for real.
ABCs. My ABCs.
Your mom is, like, disappointed. I thought I taught you that, you know?
No, you didn't. I taught myself. No, Super.
But those shows are, like, so good.
Yeah, they are good.
They are super good. And like, if you didn't have that as a childhood, I think in the future they're gonna have, like, all their childhoods, but you know, but if you didn't have, like, our generation of childhood, you know what I'm saying,
then you need help.
Then exactly.
You need weren't Jesus.
You weren't a child at that time, you know.
No.
And when I was little, I used to play with sticks. Like, really,
exactly.
Like, really play with them. Like, one I thought was a pistol, another one was a sword. That's how that's how OP it was. Like, everything. We used to do this, like, this little trips, like walking on the, I forgot how they call it. Yeah, it's just trips, little trips, right? We get a stick. And I play with my brother. My mom would get mad because, like, it's going to be like, oh, you're going to hit a shoulder and stuff like that. But we used to play with the sticks all the time. And it was super much fun. I really loved it.
And then stab them in the eye? or is that just me?
That can be later when mom is not there. Later. Mom is not there, then maybe. Maybe.
So but, I just searched up Disney movies. And I'm, like, seeing all these movies I forgot.
Oh, my God. Like,
it's crazy.
I haven't seen, I think I've only seen, like, Little Mermaid, like, 3 times when I was a kid.
I love that. I can't wait for the new movie they're making.
They're making a new one? Isn't live action? Yeah.
There is one they made last year, but it's not Disney. I haven't seen it yet.
Are you talking about the Little Mermaid, like, The Child or something? Or was that one?
No, they made a live action one, but it wasn't a Disney movie.
Oh, I gotcha.
It was last year they made it.
Well, that can't be right. Maybe a suit or something, you know?
Yeah, they're gonna... I don't know when, but I don't think it's... I know it's not this year. It's not this year.
No, I gotcha. But there is, like, a movie of Little Mermaid. It's, like, Little Mermaid 2. About, yeah, I like,
have all of them.
Her daughter. I haven't seen that one. Like, I never, ever seen that one.
You haven't seen it?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, like, at all. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, my God.
Like, the Little Mermaid 2, I haven't seen that one. The live action version of Not Disney, I haven't seen that one. I only seen Little Mermaid and that's it.
Yeah, I haven't seen the live action yet.
Yeah, but if there's coming, like, a live action of Disney, then I'll see it. I mean, I think I'll see it, you know?
Have you seen Brother Bear?
Oh my goodness.
That's one of my favorite animal movies.
They did, like, 3 movies, right?
No, there's 2.
There's 2? Okay. But I love those. It's like cute. About this, like, bear and like this guy got, like, transformed to a bear, right?
Something spoiler like... alert, man.
That movie is old. Wait, what?
You but some of the kids have never seen it. people, though. Even though I don't know why 5-year-olds are watching, I mean, hearing this.
Your community is going to be about little kids and stuff like that.
I'm sorry, spoiler alert.
But I'm sorry for those people that didn't see the movie. The movie's great, you should see it. It's pretty good.
If you haven't seen it yet, then where have you been? It's been out for decades.
It's super good. I really love the movie.
I like, my favorite one's the second one.
The second one? Yeah. I like those, like, two deers, dude. Start discussing.
Oh my god, the mooses.
The mooses, yeah.
They're so funny.
Oh my god, they're like the funniest thing ever. And what other movie is a movie that we forgot about?
Well, my favorite one. One of my favorite live action ones is Princess Diaries. I just love those movies. Ooh,
I never heard of that one.
And my favorite actors are in there. It's really good. And there's two movies. They're making another one, though.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what movie I saw? I don't think it's from Disney, but it was like this one called 13 Candles.
Oh yeah.
From the girl from Jesse, you know that show, Jesse?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that movie. I was little when I saw it. I forgot which is candles. I forgot which is current thing.
16 candles?
15 candles, I think it was. It's like about this girl that wanted more or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's on my list. It's on Netflix. I haven't seen it yet. But I heard about it from another movie.
I mean, it makes you cry when you're a little kid, but now it's just like you know. Like, cool. All right, you did that. Just forget about it.
I think I'm excited about is High School Musical 4.
No, stop. Stop it. Stop it right there.
I grew up watching these
movies. Oh my, I never seen a musical. Like, none of them. But I only saw one, which was on my school, and I was in middle school. Which nobody was interested in. But, but we saw it, and it was... the songs are super catchy, though. I gotta say, the songs are catchy, but it's like the same time, it's like, what am I seeing?
What is this?
I mean, no offense. I mean, the movie is good. If you grew up in it, then it's pretty good. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it's amazing. I can't wait for the fourth one.
Oh my god, they're making a new one.
Yes.
I heard that.
More singing.
I heard they're making a lot of new movies. I'm pretty hyped I'm pretty hyped about the new Avengers and the Spider-Man one, yeah.
That's funny. I saw the Spider-Man trailer.
Are you serious?
I saw it, but I don't see the Captain Marvel or Avengers.
Oh my god.
It's because those are bigger movies. I'm not saying Spider-Man isn't a bigger movie. It's just because those people, like, they impact the movie. And Spider-Man's dead. So, he's not really important.
Right, so me and my brother last night, we were talking about that, right? We were talking about, you know, Spider-Man's dead. How is that going to be a new movie? So, you know, obviously that's going to be like on the middle when he met Tony Stark and, you know, what when he dead. That's not how it works, then? Yeah, but he didn't, in that movie, he don't have the homemade one. So.
Yeah, because Tony Stark even knew one.
Exactly, he met Tony Stark first. So it's kind of in the middle when he died and met Tony Stark, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he met Tony first.
So you know, it's a different thing, but we were talking about the Spider-Verse. You know how, like, the movie Amazing Spider-Man 1 or and 2 and the legendary one from the pizza one?
Oh, yeah, the older one?
I think me and my brother were talking about it, and me and I think they're, like, different Spider-Verse. Because it kind of makes no sense, you know.
It's different MCUs, not Spider-Verse. Well, there's Spider-Verse too.
You know, the Spider-Verse and MCUs and stuff like that.
It's kind of funny they never brought them together, but I guess I'm kind of glad they didn't because I like the Spider-Man now. I'm not saying I didn't like the Spider-Mans back then, but I like this one now because he fits the character very well.
Exactly.
Whereas a teenager, even though he's not a teenager, but he fits it very well.
I got you. He's in high school and homeschooling, right? Yeah, it's high school. And, like, the other movies, it showed that he's in college and stuff like that. So I'm like, what the heck is this?
The first one, he's in college. The second one, he's basically going to graduate soon.
Yeah.
So he's in high school. And then this one, he's basically just starting high school. He's a sophomore.
So it's kind of like weird, you know what I'm saying? It's like we were talking about it. It's like maybe
they like
it's...
backwards the grade.
Exactly. Maybe it's like a different universe and stuff like that, you know? But it's like, you know, theories, like you know, theories, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my god, my dad was watching a bunch of theories for Avengers.
Oh my god.
I was like, please just stop. You're ruining the movie for yourself.
film theory?
Oh my god, yes. Film theories about what's gonna happen and stuff.
I really like how it's, how he goes, you know, tells all these stories, but I really hate how he goes, like, oh, it's just a theory, but like, rush.
But what if it's really
like he makes it so like good and at the same time it's like what the heck?
What is this?
I know that a lot of the people he was talking about, like the creators of those stuff, actually went what he said, you know, and it was true and everything. But it's like, kinda like, bro, don't lie to me like that, you know?
Don't do that.
Like every time he says theory, it's just a theory. I'm like, yo, don't lie to me like that. But yeah.
No.
I gotta stop seeing the film ones because it like kind of ruins everything for you. It's like whoa.
This is why I don't watch those.
I only see gaming theory. That's why.
Yeah, I'll watch gaming stuff, but mm-hmm. if it something about Avengers that's coming out, no.
Exactly.
I just can't. I'm like looking at my Netflix movies and I see Lilo and Stitch too.
Oh my god! I see all the Stitch movies and they're so good.
Stitch is my all-time favorite character.
It gotta be.
It just has to.
If you're like a Disney lover, then Stitch gotta be one of them, you know?
Yes. Oh my god.
And there's a lot of movies. There's so many. I can't remember any other cringe movies for real.
Have you, Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs.
That one is cringe? I mean, it's not.
For some reason, I want to watch it right now.
I mean, the movie's not bad. I actually like the first one
it's
and the second cringy one. The second one, it's
whoa,
it's
the second
cool.
one.
It's cool.
It's.
It's alright.
I love the strawberry.
Oh yeah, strawberry. Yeah, it gotta be good. It gotta be good.
So cute.
And the first one, I mean, the first one, you know, I saw it when I was little. I don't think I ever saw it then, but like when I was little, I did saw it, and it was alright. It was cool.
How old were you two?
I don't. When I saw those movies, you know, Anne Bully. I forgot when.
I pretty much saw it before you.
Yeah, definitely. I think I was like 10 or like 9 when I was saw those movies.
Dang, then I really watched it before you because I was way younger.
You were, if I was 10, right now you're 17, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm 14.
I don't think you were even born yet.
I bet.
Well, for actually, real. No, you were born, but you were a baby.
I was like 2 years or like one, right? Like,
yeah, probably. You were probably 2 or 3, maybe.
Maybe, you know, it's like.
I don't know.
Maybe. If I can. I like how nobody cares about math. It's like, oh, maybe.
I can't math right now. I just can't.
It was like, oh, forget about it. Just, you know.
Forget it. I don't need it right now. Oh, have you seen Sophia the First?
Oh, my God. Dude.
Some episodes are so cringy.
It's good. It's good.
It's good.
It's good. Oh, talking about shows. Have you seen Steven Universe?
Get me started.
Oh my goodness.
No.
I mean, this. It's.
I'll never watch it.
What? Do you actually watch it?
I've never seen it, and I never will.
Really?
It's because when I first like saw like previews, like the trailers, like when I'm watching a show and it comes on, like commercial of it. And like the theme song plays, I just die on the ground.
Magic crystal gems.
No, shut up. Shut up.
I mean, I like this series. Some episodes are good. At the same time, it's like, what the heck is this? You know?
What is this?
For first, I'm like every single person is a girl, and the other part is like, I want those powers, you know? It's like,
it's... Oh my god.
I just noticed Cartoon Network is actually based like in a lot of girls and stuff like that, you know?
I don't know when I stopped
watching
Cartoon Network.
Do you know Adventure Time?
I hate that Like, no, don't.
When the whole thing, like, was ending,
Oh, my God, it ended, finally.
Yeah, it did end it, but, like, a weird thing, I don't know. And, like, it showed super weird stuff, like, for real. Okay,
first of all, I'm sorry to you Adventure Time fans, but I can't with that show, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I did see it until my mom was like, what are you seeing? Because it was...
I saw a little bit of episodes, but no.
It got to the point, it's like, what? How many episodes does it have anyways, my guy? It's like...
How many seasons does it
have? Oh, yeah, a good point. Dude.
Oh, my God.
I bet it has a lot of seasons, too.
I can't...
But it was good. It was good when it lasted, you know?
It was good when it ended. That's it.
It was good when it ended, also. Another good show that I used to watch, my brother and I are so bummed out that it ended. It was Gravity Falls.
Oh my God, yes!
That one was a good show.
I used to love watching that show, but then for some reason I got really tired of it. But I'm kind of sad.
It actually ended, and I'm like, over here, I was like, wait, what?
What is happening?
Like, in the end, I don't know what happened. I was seeing some, you know, episodes and stuff, and it showed that his brother or like his other twin do you know the uncle, right? The It's like another copy of him, or maybe his twin or like brother or something just came from other, like, I left off when when the uncle got like all the books and he made like a portal. You know that part?
I think so. Oh, yeah.
Like, he got all the books that he made of, like, a portal, and that's the part where I left off. Like, I haven't seen the show. Yeah,
I saw everything before that. I think I might have finished it.
Really? But when I saw that part, all I've been seeing is, like, episodes, like, skipped ones and stuff like that.
Dang.
But the game is so, like, it was so good and, like, scary and all this stuff. I remember the trailers one. Like, they used to give it every single night.
Yeah,
because all of them were super scary too, and the trailers were about like this part that both Mabel and the dude.
Mabel was so cute.
Oh, Mabel was the best character, and it gotta be the best character.
She really was.
It was like the supportive type, you know, character.
Sometimes she got on my nerves though. I don't know why.
She's like the type, like supportive, annoying type of thing. You know
exactly.
It's like this brother, sister, you know, the investigating one, and like
I love that. That's what I like, those type of movies and shows. Like, they're so like investigating stuff. That's why I love watching Indiana Jones. So like, I can watch those 1,000 times without getting bored.
Exactly. I watched the Indiana Jones both of the movies, one in one day, another one. I gotta see the other one. Like, I've seen the one with the. They go on a plane and they just went to this temple that this dude.
You know, he's in on all the movies, he's in a plane, so you gotta.
Oh, no, the part with he goes to a temple and it's this guy just gets a heart from somebody.
Oh, that I part. I think I know what you're talking about.
Like, he has to, like, gets this 3 stones that have diamonds on them or something like that.
Yeah.
And the other one that I saw, I think it was earlier, it was. I think, which one was the first one? It was the temple run, right?
Lost Ark, I think that was the first one.
I think so.
All 4 of the movies are on Netflix now.
But I gotta say, Indiana Jones was one of the best. It was very good.
Oh, did you know they're making another one?
Are you serious?
Same actor.
But he's super, oh wait, really?
Yeah.
Yo, why didn't you tell me earlier? Yo.
I didn't think of it until now.
They're making a lot of movies. I heard that they're making Men in Black too.
Oh, yes, with Chris Hemsworth and the girl that played the Valkyrie in Thor. It's funny seeing them. Oh, my God.
It's funny seeing a person you're used to him being one person.
Exactly. I'm like, what?
Hey. I saw like this trailer about like a spy or something, and it was the actor of Superman from Batman vs Superman. You know, the actor. The guy that plays Superman. And I'm like, whoa, Superman is a detective now. And I was like, I think that was that movie. I don't think so. But at the same time, I do. It was Mission Impossible. I think so. Actually, no.
I've seen some of them, but I haven't seen all of them.
And they're making another movie that was pretty hyped. It's like a kids movie that they have. It's about like it's what's like this about spy that he gets turned to a pigeon.
What the heck?
Have you seen that one? You gotta search it up. I forgot the name though. And I forgot about the voice actor for it.
Will Smith.
Will Smith. Yeah, Will Smith.
Guys, how could you forget Will Smith? What is?
I'm sorry. Okay, I forgot.
I forget.
Didn't wait. Will Smith is a guy from YouTube Rewind, right? Right, guy.
He's the one who did Men in Black.
Men in Black. Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
I'm mad at myself. who's the guy that made YouTube Rewind?
YouTube, and he was in
YouTube.
No, dude. Oh my god. There was in the
Rewind.
PewDiePie.
In Mike's
Brown.
In the last YouTube Rewind.
Wait, was that's it PewDiePie?
He's in the movie.
Oh, Will Smith. Okay, I'm sorry. I triggered a lot of fans right there.
Yes, you triggered me more.
I'm sorry. You were saying something about completely forgot.
I kind of forgot too.
Yes, same.
But I was gonna also say, have you seen the movie Astro Boy?
Astro Boy. I heard about it.
Because while I was looking for movies, I saw this and I was like.
Oh, Astro Boy is so familiar. I completely forgot about it.
He died in a lab experiment, and then his dad made him again robotic, and he has like rocket shoes.
Oh, that's the yeah. I know that movie. That in the end, he fights like this one eye thing. That's what I think it was.
I don't remember it, but it was. I thought it was cute.
That he looked like the dude from Nintendo. I forgot his name.
The dude from Nintendo.
The robot. I gotta keep up my game, to be honest. I have
Beverly Hills Chihuahua and on Netflix.
Wait, what? Chihuahua movies? The three, though. Oh my god. Don't even get me started on those.
Okay, have you seen this movie called Arthur and the Invisibles?
Arthur and the Invisibles.
Oh. I don't remember this, but I think I've seen it.
I think I heard of something about Arthur. What is it about? You remember?
Let me see. It says, 10-year-old Arthur discovers a world of tiny people living in his backyard and may hold the secret to saving his family home.
Oh, God. I think that's one of the cringy movies that I've been talking about. I think I remember. You gotta see it. Yeah, I do remember about the movie.
I think I've seen it. I don't remember, though.
It has kind of like the same animation as Ant Bully and, you know, Bug's Life. Yeah,
it looks the same.
It looks the same. But you gotta see it. Let me see if I have it too, but like, I'll check it later.
Is it bad that I still watch My Little Pony?
Oh my goodness.
I watched the movie that came out. Look.
When I first saw it, it was like, what the heck am I seeing? But when it comes, like, when they were talking about this dude about Discord and he's gonna kill everybody, I'm like, oh snap! Oh snap!
I saw the movie at a friend's house.
It's getting real, you know?
Oh my god, it was so funny.
You saw the movie in a friend's house?
Yeah, I saw the movie at a friend's house while trying to fall asleep.
Dude, and I was seeing a lot of parodies about, you know, the Discord movie. And it was like this one about they all had the crowns. There was like this crown that made them got powers or something like that. I think I'm right, right? I think so. And like they have like crowns and stuff, and like it showed this parody about they were trying to find the last crown, and this person had it the whole time, and I'm like, what the heck? Okay, buddy. But yeah, My Little Pony is not bad. It's just it got you know interesting at one point. Should I even say that? Should I even be in that interested?
I don't even know.
You don't even know anymore.
I know. Okay. Uh-huh. Have you seen Hoodwinked?
Wait, what? Hoodwink?
Hoodwinked.
Wait, Hoodwinked?
Yes.
That's Hoodwinked. What it's called?
Yes, Hoodwinked. There's two of them. There's two movies. Oh my god, you have not seen them?
No.
Are you? Oh my god.
You gotta send me something about
These
it.
These are the most cringiest movies ever, oh but my I god. Love them.
I wanna see them. I wanna see them because it's cringy.
Oh my god, I can't with you. You
I wanna see them. Hey, chill out. I bet I saw it. I just can't remember, okay? Chill out.
You're supposed to remember this movie. You cannot forget a movie like this.
Hoodwinked. Wait. That's what it's called? Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I just don't. I don't remember. I don't think I remember that name. I think,
do I have to show you a picture?
Show me. Oh God.
Guys, I'm showing him a picture because he's being really
dumb. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Do you remember this girl?
I'm trying to see.
Okay, guys, I'm showing him.
I do remember. Yeah. I see the first one. There's like another one about all the characters coming together and stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah, there's two movies.
Oh my God, I don't want to see it.
The second one's so cringy, but it's, I love it.
Just by looking at the character, I'm like, what? You know
what I'm saying? What is this sorcery?
Oh my God, I don't want to see that ever again in my life.
That's how I feel about
I saw the first one and I'm like, what is this? I was a little kid. You know how little kids don't really, you know, get cringe and stuff like that? That was the only movie that got me cringe.
Got me cringe. Now you know how I feel about Anne Bully.
Oh my goodness.
In Adventure Time.
I mean, Adventure Time is funny, I guess.
No.
Okay. Only
Adventure
me.
Adventure Time is not funny.
It's only me. Okay.
Dumb as a nugget.
It's dumb as a nugget.
Exactly.
Yo, it's like.
Do we get a? Me. No one likes nappers.
No, stop, guy. Don't ever say that in your life. My brother just goes, stop nagging me. Nobody likes, and then it's just the rest. But, yeah, there's a lot of movies that are good. At the same time, they're cringe. They're, like, cringe good, you know?
Have you ever seen all of the Buddy movies?
All right, you gotta remember me of that one, too.
Oh, God. They're dog movies.
I've seen a lot of dog
movies. They're Golden Retriever.
Hey. I saw Chihuahua movie, and I think all of them are the same, okay? So.
Okay, just because you're Hispanic, obviously you're going to see the Chihuahua movies, okay?
For real.
But anyway.
No, show me a picture of Buddies. I don't think I remember.
You're killing me, man.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have childhood about Winnie the Pooh and Dora, okay?
Okay, I'm sending you this first just because you haven't seen, you don't know what the Buddies is, and for Hoodwink.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the right one.
Oh, are you sure?
Are you serious right now? Come on. No, you sent me a minion booty, okay? It's
a minion shaking its butt. Okay, it's the movie Snow Buddies, but there's a bunch of movies.
Snow Buddy. There's like Snow Buddy, Summer Buddy.
No.
Oh, those that the dogs had like superpowers, something like that. Am I right?
That was worth for one movie, not for all of them.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I think that's the only movie that I saw from them.
Oh my God! But yeah, I loved watching those movies growing up.
Actually, one of my favorite movies is Bruce Almighty. That's a good one too.
Bruce. I think I've seen that once, maybe.
That's the one. That's the one. Like he's a god. Like he takes God's place or something like that. It's kind of weird. At the same time, I was like, whoa.
No, he plays, No, I guess he does play God, I guess.
What's that one about? Well, there's a lot of good movies. Yeah. You know movies that I don't really like? I don't really like, mermaids movies.
Good?
Well, I said I don't really like them.
Oh, you don't
really like them? I don't.
Like them? It sounded like you did.
My bad.
I might have, oh my.
I don't. My friends were seeing the movie. I'm like, why?
Have you seen this little kid show? It's a Disney junior show. It's called Octonauts.
Oh my God, those are my favorite.
I love that show. Like, about, I'm so old, but I like love it. It's like, it's because of the animals and
exactly
stuff.
There's a bear underwater, and I'm like, who doesn't get happy about that, you know?
It's so cute.
It's so good. It teaches you a lot about sea animals, which I really like. I really like sea animals the most. That's what I really like.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. My two favorite things are sea animals and space. I got a lot of stuff, but you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you grow up with the show Recess and Magic School Bus?
Oh, stop. Just...
I'll take that as a yes.
I did see them, but like now that I look at them, it's like, whoa,
You haven't seen it?
Alright, look, hold up. The music is super catchy, which I really like. But I don't think I ever seen one episode about them, though. I think I did, but sometimes I think I only see like three of them. I think so.
So you never seen the Reese's show?
Technically, yeah, I didn't.
Have you seen Magic School Bus?
Why do I feel so intense? I feel like I'm being interviewed or something.
These are shows. Oh my god! These are the shows back then. These were like. Oh my god.
They were the best. Little kid shoes, little like childhood.
Little kid shoes.
No, stop. Stop it. No. You didn't hear that.
Autocorrect.
Autocorrect. All right. Little kid shows like childhood and stuff like that are the best. Are the best. Except Anne Bully. I don't, you know.
Oh my god. You're making me cringe.
I can tell to a kid. Right, like imagine a kid right now, like 5-year-old or whatever. They grow up, and they went like, "I went like, yo, what's your childhood?" And go like, "Oh, the Mojo's movie." I'm like, "Whoa, okay, buddy."
Get in my level.
No, I think, dude, there's a lot of kids that are like pretty annoying these days. You know?
Oh yeah, I know.
They'd be saying a lot of weird stuff, like, you know, like, eggs.
What is this?
Like, they'd be saying eggs opening. They'd be saying
We're already at the future.
You know, like little kids be getting phone, like iPhone X, on when they're like 5. You know.
I know. What the heck? They're bigger than their heads.
For real. And it's like, it's so weird, and how like these days kids are so weird.
Okay, mm-hmm. Really quick.
Yeah.
Tell me, you have seen...
Oh, God.
Total Drama Island.
I did. I have seen those. My mom let me stop not seeing them. If that sentence made sense.
No.
But my mom was like, oh, you can't see that. So I'm like, oh, come on, man.
See what?
What's it called? What's it called again? I completely forgot
Total
already.
Total Drama Island.
Oh, Drama Island, Ben.
Wow, we
used to see them when we were little.
That
now.
Was boring as heck.
Really?
That was super boring. I'd be so cringed at it, but I.
Dude, for real, it wasn't the worst. It wasn't. It does, but like it.
I mean, I'd rather watch that than Aunt Bully.
Exactly. My brother said it doesn't have nudity, but it's like blurred and everything.
Yeah.
Which I really don't like.
You don't like it? Weird?
I can't see nudity. Oh, God.
Okay, weirdo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, stop.
You didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
I heard everything.
Oh, God. You know what's another good movie? You know what's Anne Bully 2.
No. Wait, there's another one?
No, I'm not being for real. I wish, though. I wish. Okay, I can have some more cringe, you know? I can have some more cringe.
No.
You know, my favorite part from Bug's Life is from the caterpillar. It just, like, goes, just flies away on the, on the magical train.
The magical train.
It just flies away. It was like, what the... I'm okay. A beautiful butterfly.
I'm a beautiful butterfly.
Oh my god.
I gotta say, we're having technical difficulties. We can't talk. We're having technical difficulties. But that's okay. I guess we're just gonna end it here for now. And then we'll have Ale, come back another day. So thank you guys for listening on this podcast. Okay, bye guys.